Now for our story. Aunt Mary and her old friend, Del Shipley, sat in the living room of Aunt Mary's little farmhouse on Willow Road. Del had arrived a short while ago, having driven down with Lily Devon, a young entertainer who worked in her Chicago nightclub. Lily was very anxious to see Peggy Douglas, Aunt Mary's niece, who had roomed with Lily when she lived in Chicago some time ago. But Peggy was in town when Del and Lily arrived at the farm, and knowing that Aunt Mary and Del had a lot to talk about, Lily had decided to go outside and walk around. Now, after Lily's footsteps have receded outside, Aunt Mary turns to Del.
I'm so glad you brought Lily down with you, Del. I'm very fond of that girl.
Yeah, she's a good kid.
So attractive, too. With that blonde hair, a lovely complexion.
Yes, Lily has the looks all right.
And she's just as good as gold inside, too. I've never forgotten how she looked after Peggy during all that excitement in Chicago last year.
Yeah, Lily loves to cluck over someone. I've often thought it's a darn shame that girl never had a family of her own.
Well, she's young. Maybe she will have someday.
Tommy,
tired, girl? You must be after your trip down.
No, it isn't that, Mary. Being here in this house again. I mean, it's swell seeing you. But it sure does bring back memories.
I hope they're not all unhappy ones, Del.
No. But it does seem sort of to get me by the throat. I keep looking over my shoulder, expecting.
Lefty?
Yeah. Wish to goodness I could get that no-account stubborn old so-and-so out of the system. Ridiculous the way I moon over him like a girl 15 with her first beau. I can't seem to stop.
How is he, Mary? Lefty just found out.
You know how he is. He goes along on a fairly even keel
unless something happens to Riley.
Yeah, and I'll bet he's riled today with Lily and me showing up here. If I know him, he howled like a banshee when you told him we were coming.
You know him pretty well, I'm afraid. But I've always had the feeling he'll gradually come to his senses. Realize he's wrong to hold this grudge against you the way he has all this time.
Oh, I don't know, Mary. I wouldn't want to bank on it. If I had the sense the good Lord gave me, I'd forget all about him. Being here like this, you know, kind of brings the whole thing back.
Well, of course it does. That's natural enough. But I hope it isn't going to spoil your visit.
No, I won't let it, Mary. Come on, let's talk about something else. I ought to be ashamed of myself anyway. An old gal like me weeping all over your shoulder. Besides, there are lots of more important things to talk about now that we're together. I hardly know where to begin.
Well, first of all, I've been so anxious to know about Lisa.
Oh, yeah, Lisa. You were right about that girl, Mary. You hit it right in the nose.
What do you mean, Dad?
About this husband of hers, Lance. Remember you told me as far as you could figure Lisa was still in love with him?
Yes. From everything she said, reading between the lines, I was pretty sure.
Well, she's in love with him, all right. You see, it was like this. Lily got wind of the fact that he was coming around to the club every night to watch Lisa dance. So, you know Lily. She never lets the grass grow under her feet when she's on the trail of something. She buzzes right up to the guy and gets to talking with him.
Good for Lily. By the way, what sort of a man is he? Lisa never said a great deal.
According to Lily, he's okay.
Oh, that's good. I was sure he must be, basically, even though he... Well, you know about the marriage.
Yeah, but he knows he made some terrible blunders. Well, anyway, Lily sort of pumped him and found out he was still very much in love with Lisa. And Lily gave him their address and arranged for him to go to see her.
Oh, Del, I'm so glad. That's just what I'd hoped, that we could somehow get those two young people back together.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. I haven't finished.
Oh? Well, what happened then, Del?
Lisa gave him the brush off.
What? They weren't reconciled, after all?
I'll say they weren't. The kid evidently told him she was through with him, completely washed up.
Well, I don't understand. Well, I'm just as sure as I'm sitting here that Lisa does love him.
Yeah, and you're right, too. But the point is, she didn't let him know it.
But why on earth would she?
That's just what I'm coming to. I understand why now. You see, Lisa finally told me the whole story. And I only wish, Mary, that it had been you she told it to instead of me.
Why do you say that, dear? It doesn't matter which of us you confided in, just so long as we can see a way to help her.
That's just the trouble.
I'm darned if I can see a way. Oh, dear. Surely it can't be that bad. It can't be hopeless. Well, I don't know. All I do know is that girl wasn't kidding when she said she was in trouble. Her life really is in a bad mess. And it's no wonder she was trying so hard to keep it under her hat. It's not the sort of story a person wants to give out.
That sounds rather ominous.
I can't imagine what it could be, dear. But I only wish I could tell you, Mary. That's what has me going around the circle. I can't. I promised Lisa I wouldn't tell a soul, and you know me when I make a promise. I'll keep it.
Well, of course you do.
And you should, Dale. That's why I said it should have been you she told it to. Maybe you could figure a way out where I can't. Of course, it isn't as if her life can't be patched up some way. She can still make a career for herself. But I'm afraid this thing will always hang over her head. And of course, it means she'll never get together with her husband. So she can't face him. Can't tell him the truth. And what do you think about that, Dale? Now that you know the story, do you think she's right to feel that way?
Well, no, I almost think she is. She really has something on her conscience. And you can't always tell how a guy's going to take a thing like that. He might get pretty sore about it. You'd be justified if you did.
I confess I'm very disappointed, Dale. I had so hoped that...
I know, Mary. I wish I could have brought down better news.
No, you mustn't feel that way, Dale. You've done the best you could. And if you're sure there's nothing to be done, why...
One thing that puzzled me, though.
What's that?
Well, it seems to me when I talked to you on the phone once, you said you had a sort of hunch about this thing that's troubling you.
Oh, yes.
You seemed to feel it was tied up some way with something here in Wakefield.
That's right. I had a notion it would be. Now, of course, it's hard for me to say. Since you can't give me a clue as to what Lisa told you.
Darn it, Mary. I'd give anything to be able to dump the whole thing in your lap. Not only because I'd rather not have the responsibility myself, either. But you're so good at straightening people out, and I'm such a dope when I try to ask why.
No, you're not there. I do wish you could tell me one thing, though.
Here, Mary, what is it?
Well, from what Lisa told you, can you see any way she could be linked to anything here in Wakefield? I mean, even indirectly? Because if I could just get that one little piece that's missing, I have an idea I could solve something that's been puzzling me. What do you think, Bill?
I'm sorry, Mary. The way it looks to me, I don't see how Lisa's story could have any connection whatsoever with anything around here.
I see. Well, you must be right, Bill. You probably know. I guess this is one time when my feminine intuition failed me.
But if only you realized that, Mary, you are right, and Del Shipley is wrong. Lisa Fenner's tragic story, which is known only to Del, is linked to the events which have taken place in Wakefield. Lisa's visit to Kit Meade. The child which stands between Bill Meade and Peggy Douglas, your niece. The child whose resemblance to Lisa struck you so strangely. These things are all tied together. If only you verify the connection which links Lisa's life to that of Kit Meade and the child she brought back from California, the problems of Peggy and Bill Meade would be solved. But now it appears that this will never happen. But I wonder, will Del tell Aunt Mary Lisa's story after all?